A reading from the book of Exodus. Tormented by the thirst, the people complained against Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt?" they said. "Was it so that I should die of thirst, my children too, and my cattle?" Moses appealed to the Lord. "How am I to deal with these people?" he said. "A little more, and they will stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Take with you some of the elders of Israel and move on to the forefront of the people. Take in your hand the staff with you, which you struck the river, and go. I shall be standing before you there on the rock at Horeb. You must strike that rock, and water will flow from it for the people to drink." This is what Moses did in the sight of the elders of Israel. The place was named Massah and Meribah because of the grumbling of the sons of Israel and because they put the Lord to the test by saying, "Is the Lord with us or not?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Come, bring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Come in, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your heart. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your heart as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by faith, we are judged righteous and at peace with God. Since it is by faith and through Jesus that we have entered this state of grace, in which we can boast about looking forward to God's glory. This hope is not deceptive, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given us. We were still helpless when, at his appointed moment, Christ died for sinful men. It is not easy to die, even for a good man. Though, of course, for someone really worthy, a man might be prepared to die. But what proves that God loves us is that Christ died for us, even while we were still sinners. This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to the Samaritan town called Sychar, near the land that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well is there, and Jesus, tired by the journey, sat straight down by the well. It was about the sixth hour when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "What? You are a Jew and you ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" Jews, in fact, do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus replied, "If you only knew what God is offering and who is it that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have been the one to ask, and he would have given you living water." "You have no bucket, sir," she answered, "and the well is deep. How could you get this living water? Are you a greater man than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself with his sons and his cattle?" Jesus replied, "Whoever drinks this water will get thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again. The water that I shall give will turn into a spring inside him, welling up to eternal life." "Sir," said the woman, "give me some of that water so that I may never get thirsty and never have to come here again to draw water." I see you are a prophet, sir. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, while you say that Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour will come, in fact, it is already here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That is the kind of worshipper the Father wants. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah, that is Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us everything." "I who am speaking to you," said Jesus, "I am he." Many Samaritans of that town had believed in him on the strength of the woman's testimony. So when the Samaritans came up to him, they begged him to stay with them. He stayed for 2 days, and when he spoke to them, many more came to believe, and they said to the woman, "Now we no longer believe because of what you told us. We have heard him ourselves, and we know that he really is the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel is little long, but homily is not going to be that much long. In today's gospel, we have the meeting between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus began by asking the woman to give him a drink. The woman was tentative because Jesus was a Jew. Jesus told the woman that if she knew him, she would be the one asking for water to drink. Jesus revealed himself to the woman. Jesus presented himself as the living water. He said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Thus, the woman asked for that drink. Jesus had used images of himself like shepherd, wine, bread, etc. This time, he used one which was close to the heart of people, that is water. It is a vital element of life. One need to drink regularly is obviously. Without water, we would quickly die. And today, Jesus offers us the refreshing water of eternal life, a power of faith, a union with God, which is our deepest need and can satisfy the thirst of our soul. We know how the desert blossoms when water is brought to it. The same miracle of growth can take place in the parched soul if God lets His Spirit flow over us. All the ravages of doubt, fear, and sin will yield to the new life of grace. We are assembled here in the church today to share in this water of eternal life and salvation. The Holy Spirit of God, the Word of God, the sacraments of God in the church are the primary sources for the living water of divine grace. Washed in it at baptism, renewed by its abundance at each Eucharist, invited to it in every proclamation of the word, and daily empowered by the Spirit, we are challenged by today's gospel to remain thirsty for the living water which only God can give. The mission of Lent is encounter with the Lord, dialogue with Him, and a new life in Him. The story of the gospel teaches us that Jesus awaits us everywhere. He is never tired of looking for us. Jesus wants to get into our private lives because we have a private personal life which is contrary to the will of God. Christ wishes to come into that private life, not to embarrass us, not to judge or condemn us, not to be unkind or malicious to us, but to free us, to change us, to offer us what we really need, the living water. From the woman who put her whole trust in Jesus and His word, we learn that those who hold on to Him and believe in Him will be a new creation. The woman mentioned in the gospel, after her encounter with Jesus, commits herself wholly to God. She discovers a new meaning in her life and becomes the bearer of Jesus' message. Christian life without Christ is empty. Christ is a source of living water. His Spirit enlivens us. It is a spirit of selfless love and service. He quenches the thirst of all who go to Him. Union with Him means fullness of life. It is out of this conviction that St. Paul said, "For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Let this also be our conviction.